Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Tes. Baba Basra 139a. Pagination is 277. We'll start on the facing page at the bottom with a quick recap of the Mishnah and then the question of the Gemara that brings us on to today's daf. The Mishnah told us that if a father made a deal, a type of gift, that is, mehayom ulaachar misa, granting a specific property to a specific child, which in practice the child will get it after the father's passing, but in order to do that, we give it to the child now, with the produce going to the father until his passing. So the rule is that the father is allowed to be tolesh, detach any produce he wants. He could give it to people, he could sell it to people, whatever he wants, the produce is his, because he was mishayer that he did that as an exclusion, that the produce is still his during his lifetime. The Mishnah said, whatever is talush is shel yorshim. Whatever is detached at the time of his passing is going to go to all of the inheritors equally. But it's understood that what is mechubar, what is attached, is going to go exclusively to the one yoresh who was designated to get the property. And this is the distinction which the Gemara will illustrate. What happens to the produce that's still attached to the ground? According to our Mishnah, regarding a gift to a child, that produce is going to go to the child, and it's not part of the exclusion. Only the detached peros are the exclusion. Once it's attached, it's included in the property, and it goes to the recipient, to the beneficiary. Says the Gemara, Talush in, only the detached things will go equally to all of the inheritors. Mechubar lo, but if it's attached, apparently from our Mishnah, it does not get distributed equally to all the inheritors, but instead goes exclusively to the recipient of the property. Asks the Gemara, top of our daf, v'hatanya, didn't we learn, shamin es hamechubarim lelokeach, that when there are attached produce, it has to be evaluated in the case of a buyer. What kind of buyer are we talking about? It's one step more in the story. The father made a gift to one specific inheritor, which was mehayom ulaachar misa, today, after I die. So produce goes to the father, but the property goes to the child, the recipient. That child, who was designated to receive this property, went ahead and sold whatever it is that he has to a buyer. And we know from a previous Mishnah that they could do that. The father can sell the detached produce to somebody, and the son can sell the property to somebody, but it won't be relevant until the father's passing, when the property was relevant to be the son's. It'll now belong to the buyer. So we have this one more step in the process. The father gave the son the property, excluding the produce, and the son went ahead and sold the field. What he gets, he sold it to a buyer. The question now is regarding the mechubarim, the attached produce at the time of the father's passing. Our Mishnah told us that the attached produce goes to the son. And this Mishnah, this Braisa, is telling us that the mechubarim have to be evaluated because the buyer is not entitled to the attached produce. It has to be evaluated, and if he wants to keep the attached produce, he has to pay the joint inheritors for that produce, because he's not entitled to it. He has to buy it. He has to be evaluated. So we're wondering, normally, when a person sells, he sells kol zchus shetovo liyado, everything that he's entitled to, he sells. And if that was true, then the son, when he sold to this buyer, should be selling everything that he's entitled to. So that includes the property as well as the attached produce. Why is it that by the buyer are we saying, hold on, we have to evaluate the attached produce and you have to compensate the inheritors for that because they're the ones who are entitled to the attached produce and not you? Why doesn't the buyer get whatever the son would have gotten? Amar Ula, Ula said, Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Kan bivno, kan ba'acher. It's different if the son is the one getting the property and we give him the mechubarim, the attached produce, as opposed to a foreign person, a buyer, unrelated to the family, who does such a purchase. He's not entitled to the mechubarim, to the attached produce. The Rashbam explains, Haben atzmo lo ikni lilo keach, the child himself, when he sells the produce, when he sells the property, does not sell the produce with it, does not grant him those rights of attached produce. That's not what the sale was about. Duhu acher, because he's a foreigner, he's out of the family. Ela haguf velo haperos afagav de mechubarim. He grants the buyer the property, but not the produce, even if it is detached. So the Rashbam, in this explanation, is saying that that's what the son does when he makes such a sale, and that's why the lokeach is getting less than the son would have gotten. And the reason that the Gemara gives is, Hoil v'daita shal adam kurova etzel beno, a person's intent is close to his son, and to his son he granted this gray area, so to speak, the attached produce. But the son understands if it's going to somebody else, that's not what his father wanted, and the attached produce remains part of the inheritance. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings this case, Simen Resh Nun Zayin Se'if Beis, Machar HaBen Kocho, if the son sold whatever he's entitled to, le'acher, to someone out of the family, ein le'mekabel afilu bepeiro shelo higia zmano litlosh, this buyer is not entitled even to the produce that is not ready to be harvested. Ela hein shel yorshei ha'av, it's going to go to the inheritors. And the Ramah continues, V'chein adin, and the same rule would apply, im kasav hakarka la'acher v'lo livno, if the father would have done such a deal to somebody out of the family, not to his son, then likewise the rule would be that the recipient would get the property, but not the produce, even the produce that still needs to be attached. And that's what the Gemara meant. Daito shalodam kurova itzel beno, the intent of a parent is close to his son. He gives the son the extra, the attached produce, but when he's doing such a deal with somebody else, he does not have that generosity, and that produce would stay in the family, and only the property itself would go to the recipient. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.